All right, good evening, everybody. I seem really, really hot.
You are looking pretty good today, Mike. You're looking... You doing some sit-ups?
No. Why would I do that?
Show your abs to the camera.
All right. Which camera?
The one to your left.
No sit-ups.
Blubba. Blubba, blubba. Da-da-ba-da-ba-ba. Oh, honey, honey. This is way too loud. Tyler, I'm being serious when I say, are my levels all right?
What?
Because it seems super hot, man. All right, we got a ton of stuff to talk about
tonight.
Sorry, I'm
doing
things
in here like eating tacos and ignoring you.
Two good things. Do you want to explain what the problem was? Like what your issue is? Or do you want to wait?
And all of a sudden I can't hear anything.
Or do you want to wait?
We use cans, too. Yeah.
We use cans, too.
We use cans.
We literally use cans.
What up, everybody? Welcome. Jesus Christ. You listen to it like this, Kevin?
Was it low or high?
It's really high in one ear. Really
so was this one.
Yeah, that's how it was the whole time.
Well, was that a problem?
I was getting vertigo. Like, you, midway through the show.
For two days
Drew
or just
came
today?
Over and he adjusted something. He wasn't at the over. He was very unhappy about something.
That is,
this
that
one
is
was
cola.
Unbelievably hot.
That is a cola that I just opened.
Like way, way, way too loud.
Pop, as you might say, from Canada.
Even doing the show.
Okay, here's what's happening. Everyone, settle down. Everybody, settle. Welcome to the After Zest.
Now I hear it.
Okay. I am Anderson. That is Mike to my left. That is the soonly to be departed Tyler. We'll talk about that later.
He's
in
dying.
Front of me. He's going to die. Hey, we're all going to die, buddy. Get over
hey.
It. And that is
can I go out
too
with your
much
wife?
Bass. Too much bass in Carano's voice. Let's take care of that right away.
No, I like this. Keep
make
the bass.
Make him sound like Mickey.
Keep,
how do you want me
keep
to unbass
the bass,
him?
Baby.
Kevin Klein
keep
is
the bass.
Is Mike Catherwood's life filling. He was filling in tonight. Quite admirably. That's how they say
easy
it.
Easy for you to
admirably,
say.
Admirably. Did quite well. And I'm sitting in where he was sitting during the entire 2 hours of Loveline. And I'm very disturbed to find out that you were listening. Like, it was, okay, left ear really hot, right ear very quiet.
Yeah, very soft.
Not good.
Well, I heard Drew. Like,
I'm an
whisper,
engineer.
And
you
I heard,
wave to me and you tell me.
I heard Simone, like she was yelling, like screaming at me. She was everything she was saying was like, don't do, don't do, don't do.
That's just nature.
And then
that's
Drew.
That's with cans or not.
Drew, I hear going like, You should call your doctor.
I could have easily done that.
It's like
that's
a,
not the way
it's like
it was
a
set
movie.
Up.
It's like a movie.
That's not the way it was set up, but I could have easily made it so that like Drew was in one ear and
yeah.
Simone was in the other and she was loud. I should have. Next villain, which may or may not be you. I'm
going
to do that too.
I started going insane midway through the show.
I can say that I've done exactly that same thing though. When you're in a foreign environment and there's something odd and uncomfortable, you don't move it because I've sat on things that were very uncomfortable. Like at someone's sweater that was
giant.
Bunching over, and I'm just letting it dig into my kidneys because I don't want to be rude. I don't want to like rock the boat, but I don't want to. I'm just like, just get through this.
That's the new excuse to use when you go to the proctologist with something embarrassing in your ass. You just say, I was at this party. And
How often do you go to the proctologist?
You know.
How many excuses do you need when you need a new excuse?
Well, they all just say, I fell
I'm
on
in
it.
My mid-40s once.
So that's
I'm never going again.
Mike Carano. That's
yeah.
Kevin Klein. I like you guys to meet
hey,
each
hey,
other.
Hey, how you doing? Nice
air.
To meet you. What is that here. You're drinking there? That looks delicious.
Milkshake.
Oh, nice.
Backing it up with a little bit of water.
Mike
I was
is
wondering why all the boys were in the yard.
Mike cat. Oh my God. That's
wow,
a, that's
okay.
A rim shot
sorry,
time
Kevin
right there.
I was trying to give you an excuse to use your rim shot you were talking about.
There it is.
Hey,
I played that for you last night a couple times. It was in your left ear, so maybe you didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. No. My right ear, I heard the rim, and the left ear, I just heard.
So here's the after disaster. I should tell you that Kevin, moments before I came in here, he was wrapping up because, you know, we're about to have the weekend. Happy Friday, everybody. Actually, it's probably a Tuesday when you hear this because goddamn Tyler doesn't know how to post things. Getting a lot of 2-star reviews as a result, Tyler. A lot of 2-star reviews.
Well, if everyone promises to fill us back up, that was terrible
yeah,
wording.
You got a joke for that one,
if
Kevin?
If everyone promises to whack us off with some 5-star reviews, we will probably have to nuke everything and start over with
yeah, okay.
A new feed.
That's
and
minutia. We can talk about that off air.
By the way, we should talk about this off air as well, but Apple has a new podcast section. It's moving out of iTunes into Apple Podcasts, and we need to get on that ASAP because it's first come, first serve.
Okay, let's do that, Tyler, immediately. I don't know what he just said, but
air?
We should do that, yeah.
I like the flow of this show.
Maybe you ought to do it right now. Maybe you ought to do it right now.
You should have seen it when we were drinking.
Yeah.
It was much different.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, you did the old show, the old Loveline show back in the day before the format got switched.
Right.
And you do the new show. And this show is, I don't want to say that it's an immediate response to the changes that were made there, but this is somewhat of... We purge ourselves of things here. You know what I mean? It's
we
like
also,
we're kind of
we
a,
also perjure ourselves.
You know, like you go to Vegas and you got those old casinos that still look like the old Vegas, but then like the new ones down the street are like geared towards kids.
Yeah.
We're like the old ones, only stupider.
Yeah, we're like the old dumb cheap Vegas.
I spent some time in old dumb cheap Vegas.
Yeah, yesterday. It's the only place to be.
Oh man, that the place best. Smells of depression and Cinnabon.
Where were you?
Fremont, the Golden Nugget.
What are you doing? Yeah. Is that for TV?
What is that smell? Do you think?
The mayor of Vegas invited us to his restaurant, Oscar Goodman or something. He's got some steakhouse down there by Fremont, and I think it's the only excuse to try to get people to go down there and throw some money around so they can support the street juggling population.
When you say us, who is us?
It was the guys that I do the radio show with at Playboy.
Wait, so what do you do normally when you're not filling in for Mike in life?
Well, we do the Playboy morning show on satellite. You know, we hang out and try to make women with huge titties sound interesting. And
we don't use the word tits on the show. We just don't do that.
Classier
than that.
The scam is trying to get people to go to Old Vegas like it's cool, right?
Chesticles.
It's really, there's nothing, there's no benefit to it, right?
Well, the benefit.
Wait a minute! Did you just say chesticles?
I was just trying to give you a classier term.
I like chesticles.
That's pretty good.
We're taking that.
If you're a lanky white guy, lots of nice black men will offer you weed if you go to old school Vegas.
Okay, well, we weren't talking about that.
We were talking about what's nice.
I only
nice.
Get my weed from Whitey.
It's true.
Is this the Searching for Black Men podcast that you guys?
No, but it's the most racist podcast on the air that doesn't get called out for being racist.
Oh, we get called out. Marcus, is that you?
Well, I've got stories about Marcus, by the way, with audio.
Okay, come on. We're talking about nine things at once. We have a guest in here. Let's try and put on our... Oh, and I apologized last week for being mean to our guest.
Who was the guest last week?
It was uncomfortable. Wayne Fitzsimmons.
Wayne Fetterman.
I feel honored that I was able to follow Wayne Fetterman or Fitzsimmons.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get back to it, and we'll talk about how you work with girls with nice chesticles.
Chesticles.
But Kevin was asking me what, he's like, how do I listen to your podcast? What did I say, Kevin?
You said, don't listen to the podcast. It's an abortion of your ears.
That's what I said.
You wanted to initially call this the after abortion.
The after birth. I wanted to call it the love line after birth.
And I was against it.
We didn't call it that.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Mike was the pillar of reason, which is not a role he often fulfills.
I followed it up with this, Kevin, if you recall. I said, what you should listen to is a film vote. That's a good show.
Check out that. I understand the fact that we don't like to promote ourselves and we don't promote ourselves. But why would you promote the other show over this one?
Because I knew that we were going to have him in here and I wanted to retell the story because I find it hilarious.
I think it's funny that your voice of reason is wearing a stained t-shirt and just finished a milkshake at 12:15 in the morning.
Is this stained?
You know who has a nice t-shirt on?
Oh, yes. It should be pointed out.
Turn to this camera.
Doing film, we're doing video tonight.
Oh,
you
good.
Can't zoom,
wait,
though.
I'm the voice of reason on this show?
You're not the voice of reason.
Nah. Oh, my God. Because I just registered what you said. I'm like, holy crap.
So I want to show off my shirt first, if you can see that there, if you're watching. I am wearing a Bill Burr shirt, just to prove that Bill Burr is real.
Is he on the
it's
shirt?
It's not Bill Burr, it's Burt Banks.
Burt Banks is what I meant to say. Burt Banks. Burt Banks. Teacher. Of course, Bill Burr is real, but there's people saying that Burt Banks might not be real. We played some of his comedic stylings a few weeks ago on the show. Burt Banks. We're going to have him in here one of these days. What do you think about that, Mike?
Terrible idea.
Okay, we're going to have him in.
She's a no-hole hole.
Yeah. So Kevin Kline works with pretty ladies during the day with nice chesticles.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncy, Playboy
bouncy,
bunnies.
Bouncy.
Which at first I thought was like one of the worst ideas for radio ever.
Yeah.
Get good-looking girls, put them behind a mic where you can't see them and you just have to hear them. Mm. Terrible. Mm. Worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
But you got cameras in there.
That's right. Now, they
cameras.
Yeah, he's terrible. I worked over there on the same lot as you for a while. I used to see you every now and again. And I got to tell you, the best part of my job was going out for cigarette breaks. Jillian, don't listen to this part. And watching the ladies, your guests, come into the parking lot.
Well, you weren't out there to smoke, to be fair. You were just out there to I fuck the women.
To I fuck them? It made it sound like you fuck
like
them.
Like this?
Do you fuck them? Is that what you... We don't use the word fuck here either. We're a classy show.
We do use that word.
We try not to. We use the N-word a lot.
We do a Playboy show, too, at some of the improvs. And
oh, yeah, the Playboy bunnies get up there, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Most of the time.
What does that mean?
We do, like, these... Like, it's a Playboy night at the improv comedy clubs. Mm-hmm. Like, a couple of them. One in Brea. I think we do them at Melrose now and then. We do them in Irvine now and then. Mm-hmm. And someone will bring a centerfold down.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll school them on telling jokes.
Right.
And they'll go up on stage and do 5 minutes and then sign magazines afterwards.
DJ play My Girlfriend's a Centerfold?
They normally have a band. It's like a jazz night. They normally have like a trio or something. Mm-hmm. And I haven't really paid tons of attention to the girls, to be honest with you.
Tell us about the show, though. I'm curious, because I've been in the studio, but I've not actually got a chance to hear it.
Well, I offered you, like,
have...
multiple times. I'd say, hey, why don't you come out of this parking lot you're standing in and come inside, and I'll show you around.
Yeah, I went. I got you around. I don't think by you, though. Somebody showed me around.
You decided to go with one of the more attractive people that worked there?
Yeah, a lady showed me around.
I could have this hairy Jew show me around, or this better-looking woman who's blonde with huge breasts.
She said this is where Kevin Kline finger-banged me, and I thought that was very inappropriate.
That she would not have remembered that.
It was the actor, though. It wasn't Kevin.
It was a different Kevin Kline.
Oh, my gosh. He should totally go there and do terrible things. And people are like, Kevin Kline did something awful. And you'll just get blamed for everything.
You think that's what he's been waiting for? Find the outlet? For his rape,
it'll be
finally to give him, buy him a 2-week window while no one figures it out.
Yeah, Phoebe Cates will never find out about this. I'll rape and pillage and blame it on the unknown DJ.
So what's the show? What's the show sound like?
It's a lot like this.
Yeah,
it's a
but with better looking people.
Yeah, with better looking people, less stains, less milkshakes.
Wow,
there has to be one girl. Where's the stain on my shirt? By the way, I give a shit.
Which one?
Like when you're let's say you have a potpourri of different women over the course of weeks.
Yes.
Now, there's definitely got to be one or two that stand out as more entertaining to you, right?
Right. Yeah,
you have them in more often.
Some of the ones will come back. Usually, the ones that speak funny, that don't know how to pronounce certain words.
Kind of like Mike and potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah.
Roof.
Yeah, like we got this thing called the Playmate Dictionary, and we catalog all the times the Playmates, although they're very beautiful, maybe mispronounce a word or say a word that doesn't even exist. So far, there's like 7,433 words in the Playmate Dictionary. It's growing every day.
There's that many?
Yeah.
I don't think I even know that many real words.
Like, they'll tell stories. They'll be like, I was at the doctor, and he pulled out his stethoscope on me, which is just funny and cute. I like hearing it.
I just broke that expensive sign.
And, stuff like that. Yeah, they're great. They're very sexy. And
Is what you said, like, accurately? He pulled out his stethoscope on me?
Yeah.
Because that sounds like an assault.
Yeah, it does.
And how do you react to that? Do you just laugh and go with the flow?
At this point, I don't laugh anymore because that would be rude. I just wait till they leave and then make fun of them behind their back.
No, but I mean laugh like as though they didn't make a mistake and they actually made the joke right. And
well, they weren't trying to make a joke. They were just telling a story. So so I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, my doctor doesn't use his stethoscope on me anymore.
I do liners in here with the guests that we have on, like some of the bigger guests who are got something to plug at the time.
Oh,
or, you know, and I'll always like have them do one like, hey, this is so-and-so, you're listening to Love Line on K-Rock or whatever. And then I usually have them do it again, and I say, just do it and have fun with it. You know, and usually they cuss and they – I'm not going to name who it was, but it was a girl who Hugh Hefner used to know very well.
Yeah.
She was in here and
– Angie Dickinson.
Went down that road, and I said, now do another one. She said, hi, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Love Line. I said, all right, great. Now give me another one and just say whatever you want, you know. And she goes, okay, hold on. Okay, got it. Hi, this is so-and-so, and you're listening to Love Line.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was the exact same. Yeah, and she actually took a beat, and she wanted to
think about
it. She
was probably going to go down the road of talking about what her dad did to her, but then opted out the last second.
Well, you know, she maybe had more fun doing it without knowing she had to do it.
What if it really was that?
Maybe
she just relaxed. Hey, you're listening to Love Line.
Maybe she was touching herself when she did it.
Yeah, she could have been. A million possibilities. You guys are so quick to judge and think that she couldn't come up with any creative thought on her own because she's just got big, beautiful, bouncing breasts.
It was all up here.
Yeah.
The first one was treacherous. The second one was
she may have been driving in saying, God, I hope they give me an opportunity to do a fun one because I'm going to say my name and you're listening to Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
You guys blew it by giving her that as descriptive.
I'm not going to do that anymore. In fact, I don't get lighters from anyone anymore.
Did you feel weird asking her to have fun with it because that seems so stereotypical?
I didn't really say
Hollywood.
That. I didn't say that. And whenever I do say have fun with it,
just get
I always say
with
let's just have fun. Yeah.
I say it in a joking way. I'm like, yeah, do it again. Have fun with it, man. I joke around. You know?
And I have seen Anderson do this before, and then he always busts out the jazz hands. Mm-hmm. He says, have fun with it. He does that.
Kevin accused me of sabotaging him a number of times over the last couple nights while he's been on the show.
Well, I need to have an excuse as to why I will not
see every phone. Every time there was a mistake, every time he made a mistake, he would come in and berate me.
Like mistakes, as in...
Like he called Dr. Drew's sound off the takeaway, and he tried to make that my fault.
I got to be honest with you, the takeaway sounds better.
Mm-hmm. Drew's takeaway.
Anderson told me to call Dr. Drew Dr. Phil like four times during the show, and he's in my head saying it. And keep in mind, I can only hear him in one of my ears anyway.
His name's Phil.
So he kept saying, call him Dr. Phil. And I said, stop sabotaging me. But then he said Mike was hitting him up on his phone, telling him sabotage me. And that was a whole disaster.
How long? Hey, the after disaster. How long have you been doing Playboy Radio?
6 years. Six wonderful years.
Wow.
Six years, yeah. Mm-hmm. 20. Well, how old am I? Shit, I don't even know.
How long has Playboy been around? Since the 50s?
52.
Really?
Playboy.
That early?
Yeah.
And it was the Marilyn Monroe cover was the first cover?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Max Krasny says hi. That's just for you.
Oh,
hey,
Krasny?
Hey, buddy.
Is Krasny listening to this live right now?
Absolutely, buddy.
Favorite show, buddy. He does know about the show. He's the one who greenlit this show, actually.
Yeah, good. I like Krasny.
Give
He's
him
a
the
great
story.
Guy.
Give him the Krasny's quick rundown.
Quick story. The way the show got invented, I did something terrible. It will never be spoken about. Mm-hmm. But it involved me making a huge, colossal error. Involved this guy. So Mike Carano, when I say this guy, Mike Carano over here, Mike Carano and I got called into the, I was actually suspended without pay for a while because of this mistake. Mike Carano and I had to go in and see the big boss, who was Max Krasny, at least it was back then. Mm-hmm. That's him, right? That's the actual recording of Max Krasny.
I remember
Krasny.
He had the office with the intimidating bricks on the wall.
Right across the street. Yeah. That's right across the street.
Yeah,
right,
I've been in that office before.
That's where, yeah.
Intimidating bricks.
Mm. It is. They got mirrors on the wall that apparently.
And his desk is raised by like 3 feet, so you're like.
It's on a platform. It is, and then it's all mirrors. And the rumor has it that they were put there back in the 80s when Westwood One was at its height, and you used to be able to take those off with Velcro, so you could put it down, have a little party.
Really?
See, that's the rumor. But there was people that actually work over there that believe that. And there's a bathroom in his. He had a full bathroom with a shower and everything in his office.
The only shower I've ever seen that's all brick.
He called us in. Actually, no, he didn't even call you in.
First of all, those cocaine rumors about people's mirrors and stuff are all such bullshit. Because how many times have we done cocaine? Do we ever have a problem trying to find a place to do it?
CD case.
Like, oh God, you guys, I got
95% of the time, CD case.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or a key. You want to do a key bump?
Right, never a stripper's ass, though.
Oh, speak for yourself, sir.
Okay, sorry.
I was having a cliche night one night. I'm like, let's go all the way. So,
and she's like, all right, I'm a transvestite.
Got called into his office. I knew that I was going to be reprimanded. Didn't know if I was going to be fired. Didn't know if I was going to just be suspended without pay, which ultimately is what happened. Mm-hmm. But my whole idea going in was, long story, but I wanted to do a little show with Mike because Mike used to do the Film Vault with me when my co-host got brain cancer. True story. So Mike was doing that, and then the co-host got better. He came back, and Mike wasn't doing this with me anymore, but I missed it, and I wanted to do it. So I thought, I'll go in there, get reprimanded, but I'll have his attention. I'll have his audience. I'll have Krasny in front of me.
Right.
I'll pitch him the idea for a show on the back end.
As you're being yelled at.
Right after I was yelled at. Right after the dust settled, I said, okay, great. 2 weeks, no pay. Got it. All right, now here's my idea. And I hit him up with it. He's like, love it. Good idea. Great idea, buddy. Love it.
In 2 weeks, after you don't get paid or eat, you can do that idea.
And I'm not even an employee here, and I had to go apologize, too.
And he had to sign a waiver.
So, even weirder.
That was how the show began. And there's been nothing but regret ever since, namely on the listeners' parts and as well as our parts.
Wait, there's listeners?
Oh, there's a lot.
There's about eight.
There's a lot of listeners.
Hi.
You can talk to some of them if you want.
They're listeners.
They're wonderful people.
Is that who's on all these phones right now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. When are we going to talk about Tyler's abysmal future? Dismal. I meant to say abysmal. Guys, I can't talk anymore, and I don't know what the deal is.
Abysmal future.
I meant to say abysmal.
My Pepto-Bismol future.
Indigestion or diarrhea. Oh, it's abysmal
we
future.
We don't talk about diarrhea on the show. We did the Film Vault a couple nights ago, and I sound like an idiot on the show the entire time.
How come?
Together. I can't. I'm not talking properly. It's got a stroke.
Maybe
it's upsetting. I might have. Okay, let's move on. Tyler, the whole bit of you turning me down, not funny.
Hey, when you talk about the Film Vault.
When are you going to break the news about the future?
Let's just do it right now. I want to hear what it is.
I'm gay. I wasn't going to talk about it tonight, but... Yes,
that would be the biggest
way. Skate over that.
The job you have if you're gay would be the biggest fucking. It'd be like a strip joint DJ being.
No,
gay.
It really wouldn't be a waste because the purpose of the show is to provide entertainment. It's not so he can get a hard on every night.
No, that is the purpose.
But no, it'd be like a sports writer hating sports.
No, sports writers that hate sports are better. TJ Simers hates sports.
They never
and
start
he's
hating
good.
Sports.
So you're saying it'd be like a sports writer being gay.
You probably hate women a little bit more.
Hate women
a little bit more.
Love women.
Simone thinks you hate them.
No, she does not.
Mm-hmm.
What did she tell you that?
Because you called one a slut.
I did not call
she's
any.
Still upset.
She's wrong. What a dumb slut. Wow. I did not call anyone a slut.
Remember the lady that was on like a couple
a dumb
nights
slut
ago?
Sounds like something you buy at Home Depot.
It's so funny that you're going to bring that up because the screen, the way it was written was.
I know. She said she calls herself a slut.
Calls herself a slut.
You said that Simone was all over him. We don't call women sluts here.
She said that like behind my back?
No, she said it to your face.
Well, then she had that big conversation about how she's accepting of the word cunt for 5 minutes.
In between Loveline and this show, we had this conversation.
I wasn't paying attention.
You were in the middle of it.
I wasn't listening to
all seven of people in there were staring right at you as she was saying these things, and you were accepting it.
I guess.
All right, Tyler, what's wrong? You're getting fired for what reason?
Well, you just blew his big surprise. Now.
I got a new job, and I'll be leaving in 2 weeks.
So, what is the new job, by the way?
Playboy Radio.
Really? Yeah.
There's this guy named Kevin that they got rid of.
What?
Yeah. He doesn't know yet, so don't bring that up.
This is how they broke it to me on a podcast?
this is all an elaborate scheme.
You're going to lose your radio job, and we're going to let you know this on a podcast. The lowest form of communication.
By the way, it's going to get really low in 2 weeks from now. You're back here running the board for this podcast.
Oh, well. You don't have to let it turn on your mic.
Like modern-day trading spaces. Well, congratulations.
So, yeah, I'm. If people are wondering, I'll be doing social media for a bunch of like NBC TV shows. Very exciting.
By the way, your future plays into one of the most awkward experiences of my entire life, which is before Loveline today, when I'm in a room of a bunch of people I assume you've worked with for the 20 years, and you make this big announcement about how you're leaving, and everyone has some nice thing to say, and I just met you like 5 minutes earlier, so I say...
Yeah. He's still going to be on the after.
No, but you have
you
the
should
best...
have gone over the top with the sobbing and stuff.
No,
and
he produced
a gift out of nowhere.
Nothing. Kevin had a great comeback after there was a little pause after I said, you know, I won't be here, you know, in 2 weeks, whatever. There's a pause, and Kevin goes... Well, I won't be here next week either. So
it's true.
We cheered for him a little bit.
It's true.
And Krista was like, as that's a joke.
It did sound quite similar
You're
to that.
You're joking.
That's how Krista talks. Almost verbatim.
If she wasn't attractive, I would not. I would.
She'd be great on your Playboy Radio.
To our boss, I said,
what'd she do?
If I lived in the same house as Krista, I would put a gun in my mouth after the war. First two days. This is what I was telling my boss, who was going on and on about how great she is.
This is day one.
Mm-hmm.
And day two.
Love Krista, though. Salt of the earth.
I don't see that side of her, or she makes that noise.
That means
she's
you
having
don't
her temperature taken.
Okay. All right.
She's consistently showing people the back of her throat.
You know, I'm apprehensive because she's invited me to go to Disneyland with her probably seven times in the past 3 weeks, and I haven't shown up once.
She wants to go to Disneyland with you?
Yeah.
Why?
Like every week. She's like, can we go this week? I'm like, sure. And then I go by myself, and I don't tell her I'm there.
Probably bought one of those passes. She's trying to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Mike, I like how you get mad. You don't tell people when you're at Disneyland, and the times I've been there, and you're like, wait, man, why didn't you tell me there? I said, I don't know. You get mad at me.
Aren't you all grown men? Why is why is there so many trips to Disneyland taking place?
Because it's a land of dreams. Well, speak for yourself.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, as gross as that is, that's the only logical explanation.
Long story short, as I go there for exercise, I lived 5 miles from there for 7 years, and I would go there and do 2 laps around California Adventure, 1 around Disneyland, back, get a margarita and a popcorn, and get the hell out of there. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't go on any rides. I did nothing. Now
they
just
built
go.
These things kind of like Disneyland, but
called tracks, gymnasiums.
They got treadmills
for adults. Yeah, that freaks me out.
That freaks you out.
Yeah.
But a bunch of oversized mice running around.
The only reason I stop is when someone says hi to me, and then I'll stop and talk to them. Mm-hmm.
You should mention your workout involves stopping and getting some popcorn and pretzels too.
Yeah, used to involve margaritas.
It's a good workout, too. Because why would you want to go to a gym when you could go, and God forbid you get thirsty during your workout, you buy a $19 souvenir water.
I just don't feel comfortable in gyms.
Yeah, well, I guess it makes perfect sense.
He feels a lot more comfortable around a bunch of
little kids. Well, the first 5 years, I've had a season pass since 1990.
Oh, Mr. Big Bucks. 1989. Oh, sorry. Geez.
But
I
used to live in San Diego and commute to LA like 4 or 5 days a week, and I just pull off the freeway right into the parking lot, right into Disneyland, take a leak. Get some popcorn, back in my car, 35 minutes. So it was my halfway point marker.
You're so rich that Disneyland is your rest stop.
It was my rest stop for years and years and years.
It's not
now it's just, now it's become sort of a drag, but I still keep going.
Kevin, you ever heard of the mental illness podcast?
No.
Do you listen to podcasts?
No.
He's a broadcaster?
Yeah. A lot of broadcasters like to listen to podcasts, learn their crap. But.
I'm familiar with what a podcast is. I know a lot of people have them.
There's a very popular one out there. It's called the Mental Illness Podcast.
Who hosts that?
Is that what it's called? No. What's it called?
Mental Illness Happy Hour.
Are you going to make fun of me or something?
Mental Illness Happy Hour. I'm not going to make fun of you.
You're talking about the Film Vault?
Film Vault's a good one.
Yeah,
you check that one out.
That's the good stuff.
It's about movies. This week on the Film Vault. Don't turn me down, you fuck. I don't know if you heard, but Corolla said some nasty things about women not being funny. And we did top 5 funny female performances in movies. We got a bevy.
Throw me one.
Can't remember. It's a tough week.
Just one in Bridesmaids.
No, I did not do Bridesmaids.
You guys had to cut it down to a top two list?
We had nothing but crossover and it was top three list. Yeah. No. But Mike was on a podcast recently.
I didn't know Margaret Cho has been in 5 movies.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, I don't know. To be fair, some of her movies are her concert films that went to theaters only, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I almost did Sarah Silverman and Jesus Cry is Crying or what's
Jesus
it called?
Jesus is Magic.
Yeah, Jesus is Magic. Yeah. Because that's like a documentary, but it's just her stand-up routine. God, it's hilarious. But no, I did Reese Witherspoon and Election was one. That was a good movie.
Yeah. I liked it.
She was hilarious. But Mike was on a podcast, a very, very popular podcast, even more popular than this one. A little bit more.
Believe
dare
it.
Dare
a little more.
Say might be a little so. More.
And the one note that I have to give you, Mike.
I don't take notes after I do something.
I know, but I know that you're going to probably make this mistake in the future.
It's his credo.
Talk about how I was going to shoot my neighbor with a gun?
No! We're trying to play that down.
Should I not talk about that anymore?
Don't talk about that. No. Nothing about that. Here's what you did. I listened to it. It was very good. It was compelling, even though I know you. I liked it. When your age would come up, usually it was at your own hand. You would bring up your age.
Mm-hmm.
You would say 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 different times it sounded just like 47.
I'm not 47.
You're saying 40-something on purpose to make it like ambiguous so that you sound younger than you really are, and it's backfiring. And I wanted to tell you
that's
a friend,
pretty good.
Don't say 40-something anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Okay?
Now he's gonna
I'm
go
40
home.
Great.
Hey, when what? I was 29, I used to say 25.
40 great.
40 great is good.
40 is fine. 40 is fine.
You could say the other side of 30.
That's interesting. I'm glad 30s? You said that.
Yeah. I wanted to help you out, buddy.
That's the only deceitful part of the podcast. Everything else is gut-wrenchingly, horribly fucking embarrassing.
I'm a 40-something-year-old man. I'm a 47-year-old man. It sounded a lot like that. Not good.
Everyone knows you can't trust a 47-year-old.
You know, we have got some audio about 47-year-old men you can't trust.
Literally grandparents? Is that where you're going?
Yeah. No, I actually don't know where that audio is.
Yeah, let's not go there again.
Let's not do that.
I'd like to hear that audio immediately.
What's the dumbest thing you've ever heard in the studio there over the Playboy? Or the funniest? Or both combined?
Danny DeVito was in recently, and we put him through a spanking machine. There was a bunch of women, and usually people have to get on their hands and knees to crawl through that. DeVito was able to walk through it, which was pretty awesome.
They punched him in the face.
Pretty sweet.
Is the studio big enough for that? I know DeVito's small.
Yeah, no, the studio actually looks a lot bigger. If you ever need something to look bigger, just have DeVito come by. It's like if your car doesn't look roomy, don't get a new car. Just have DeVito sit in it. Everything looks better.
Studio's about half the size of this one, right?
Yeah, but they knocked out a few walls to accommodate the bosoms and whatnot.
I haven't been there in over a year.
Yeah, they redid it for TV now, so they brought in a crew. And
someone at Fiat should get Danny DeVito to be the spokesperson for the Fiat. Like, look how much room there is in our car. Never mind that we have a little troll as the spokesperson.
Yeah, you can call him a troll because he played a troll on It's Always Sunny. Is that what he was promoting when he was in there?
Yeah, I think that's what he came by for.
We've never had him on. We've never had him on Loveline.
Nice guy.
Hef, you ever have Hef?
Yeah,
in?
We talk to Hef all, not all the time. We talk to Hef a lot. Hef likes to unleash his inner demons on us.
How often do you go up to the Playboy Mansion?
This is like when I sound the douchiest I've ever sounded. It's when all right. I say
four times
really
a week.
Can't recall.
It's his Disneyland.
Yeah, I stop there. It's halfway between. I just get a bowl of popcorn and then I call it a day.
See the spider monkeys take a pee.
Yeah, I don't. I don't go to a gym. I just take laps around the Playboy Mansion. I've been there. I don't know. I mean, I'm there 4 times. Maybe I'd say 4 to 7 right. times a year.
What's your favorite part besides the obvious lady part, which I'm sure that you would say. But besides the ladies, what's your favorite part?
I like that I know where all the hidden little things are because
like what?
It's very impressive. Like when there's like a long line of women like waiting for the bathroom, and that's women like to pee a lot, I guess. Mm-hmm. I know of other bathrooms that are hidden and out of the way.
Do they call them the G-spots?
Like, or the bushes?
The little G-spots?
They don't actually exist, you see.
Hey, baby, come with me. Over this dark corner, there's a bathroom, I promise.
It's some chick in the corner that's got a pee fetish with her mouth open.
Oh.
And you think that's a bathroom?
Kevin Klein raped me at the Playboy Mansion.
The actor's at it again.
The Hustler Mansion. Oh, there should be a Hustler Mansion, but it's not.
They don't have. Well, it's because they couldn't build all the ramps.
Okay, well, like what are some hidden gems other than bathrooms that are not bushes?
There's
Mike?
Like hidden refrigerators, like bookshelf. Hef's all into spy stuff, like he's all James Bond guy. So he'll just turn like a bookshelf into like you pull a book and all of a sudden like a refrigerator opens and
okay,
stocked with water.
That just ruined my fantasy from like it wasn't really my fantasy, but the general male fantasy of going to the Playboy Mansion and having a couple of drinks and then fucking some chick in the grotto.
Wow,
knowing that the guy who owns the place has a spy fetish. like he's into spy stuff, that makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Not like spy cameras. No, I wasn't here.
Bullshit.
I thought he was going to go first, but no.
You don't start with hidden doors
spy
and then not
like,
go right to cameras.
Like Prohibition days.
No.
That's the kind of thing you're talking about, right?
But that,
like hidden floorboards and stuff?
Yeah, think about it. Like how much sex must you have had that you're at the point where you're like, well, I could have more sex or I could turn this bookshelf into a hidden refrigerator,
yeah.
Which is where he's at already. He's like, I've had sex with the most beautiful woman in the world. Let's see if we can go ahead and hide a button under this TV. That's what it is.
One of our callers on hold just hung up, and I'm devastated. I don't know how to react to that. I don't know if I can move on.
Well, they heard Kevin Klein was on the line. They've had a traumatic experience.
Yeah, I thought I was just coming in here. I thought you were going to just show me the studio. Didn't realize this was the same studio that we did Love
Line. This is how
we
trick people into being on the show. Yeah. We work with John Henson, Jim Jeffries, and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Well, he was on. Joseph Gordon-Levitt was on.
Anderson goes,
you know what?
Let me show you where we do our podcast. It takes me to the exact room we were just in for Love
Line.
How
dare you? You said, hey, let me listen to it. And I said, no, why don't you just come in here and do it?
Yeah.
That's not true. I said, why don't you put him in the eye of the storm?
I know. I listen to Tyler. He's my boss. No, here's the deal. Joseph Gordon-Levitt did Love Line, right? He does it. He's done it numerous times. He's walking by because he's hanging around.
Right.
And I know Joseph a little bit. I've seen him at Ween shows because he's a big Ween fan, greatest band in the world. They're broken up now. It's all right, though. Okay, I'll be okay. But Joseph's hanging around. Show's doing it. We're doing the show. It's like 10 past. He's walking by slowly, kind of giving me like the staring at the wave. And I could have given the wave in. He would have definitely come in. Or I could have given the wave goodbye. See ya. And I was in the middle of telling a story. I didn't want to be interrupted.
So dumbass story.
Continue.
Waved them off.
Waved him off.
So you can hear him on the recording going, see ya.
See you guys.
So technically was on the podcast. And I did put him in the iTunes tags.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
make sure you put Kevin Klein in the eye.
Oh, I will. Oh. I'll put Kevin Klein parentheses the actor.
It may crash. Your whole system may crash.
We'll take down iTunes.
Back to the Playboy Mansion for a minute. Mm-hmm. I am such a pussy. The one time I'm such a pab. Pab is a word that we're trying to get going. You should probably try.
I'm not in on this trying to get it going. I think
pab?
It's stupid.
That's
pab.
You're a pab, Mike.
I think it's stupid.
Mike's the biggest pab of the three of us, but it stands for pussy ass bitch.
I don't think it's a good thing.
It should replace the fag word because that's no longer a good word to use on people. So you call them pabs. It's more accurate anyways.
You know what you should call the pussy? I think you should call the pussy the film vault.
What?
Wow.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah. Hell yeah, it is.
It's
the
best.
The best thing.
Yeah. Listen, where was I going? Oh. You're
calling your penis film?
I'm such a pab.
That's right.
That when I was at the Playboy Mansion, I spent most of my time in the zoo.
35 millimeter?
Didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of awkward and uncomfortable. It was a pretty mellow night. It was just dancing and whatnot. There wasn't like any. I've seen videos of the grotto and how it gets like Caligula. I've seen that.
You felt more comfortable feeding fruit to
monkeys. Yes, it was my favorite part.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The monkeys there are cool. You ever see them grab a chick's extension? Hilarious.
I bet.
Oh,
do they get it? Do they keep it?
Oh, sometimes, yeah. I think they actually.
There's like a whole collection of extensions in the corner.
Do they keep it? That guy in a yellow jacket comes over and makes him give it back. Like it's a football or something.
Well, eventually. Or there's a bunch of extensions.
Did you see that monkey that got killed in the zoo, LA Zoo? That little baby
chimpanzee? I heard about it. Let's not talk more about that. It's very upsetting.
Sucks to be a chimp. Way to bring up the podcast.
Should have
evolved,
bitch.
Did you see that Louis C.K. sold $3.2 million in tickets all on his own without Ticketmaster? Which I say, fuck yes. Fuck those Ticketmaster assholes in their ass.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Wow. You're really into that Ticketmaster sodomy.
I am into Ticketmaster sodomy.
Let me ask you a question.
Just do this live read. You guys got a sponsor. Ticketmaster. Great. Is now broadcast.
I meant tickets.com.
Oh, that was poor timing.
Yeah, what are the odds?
That isn't probably how the timing would go. But isn't that amazing? $3.2 million in ticket sales, all on his website.
Well, it was only one ticket for
that is
some
pretty,
really rich person.
That's fantastic.
How was he able to? He had to pay some fees somewhere, somehow, to get like the barcodes down, and you know.
I don't know.
He's making them all himself.
Has he done all the shows already?
No, there are 100 shows coming up.
Watch how many counterfeits are going to be there.
Like we just started this.
Ticketmaster's
going
to do everything they can
week.
To sabotage.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Maybe.
Yeah. Watch how many problems he has.
Can I tell you my Louis experience this week? Hey,
sure,
can you come in and help me with setting some cameras up? Yeah. Monday night.
Who are you asking?
I go, Louis asked me to come in and look at some cameras.
Name dropper, dropping names.
And I go, hey, we can move that hill, put a
he's
camera there.
He's not even
there.
CK, nah. Mike. He's just Louis.
I go over in the corner. I go, hey, you can put
well,
a camera
Well, it was
Louis
Anderson, to be fair.
His name wasn't even Louis.
And let me just
my
tell
friend,
you,
friend.
If Louis Anderson asked you to come and help set up some cameras.
It was basically five positions. I went, you can put a camera here, shoot from here. No. I went, how about from over here? Nope. And then, thanks, man. I'm like, no problem. Thanks for not listening to one thing I said.
Wait a minute. So you went over there with your expertise.
Monday night,
Mike's
I walked
a
in.
Professional photographer.
And Louis goes, hey, can you come back here and help me with the cameras? I'm like, yes.
Does he know you? Or
yeah.
Just, okay.
Yeah. So I went back there and I went, how about over here? Nah. Over here. Nah. Nah. Nah.
Is he doing
nah,
a live
nah.
special from the improv?
No, he's doing his TV show.
Okay.
Like, you know, super low budge.
So where did he end up putting the cameras? You don't know.
One where I said to put it.
Oh.
Where were the other ones?
Practically like in the back and in the corners.
Practically
and
the director of the show.
I should get a director.
Did Rich leave?
No, Rich is long gone.
No.
Does that upset you?
Well, he wanted to talk to me about something. I don't know what he wanted to talk about. It could have been good news. Could have been no news. But now I'm in here. I missed it.
Oh, he was going to say, you should really not go on the After Disaster if you value your career.
Gonna pretty much where he's going, this. I think.
He was probably just trying to get you on his podcast, by the way. He has one, so you should speak nicer about podcasts.
Is that the After Disaster?
Yeah. He goes home for a little bit and then comes back.
We've had those. We've been in here at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, good.
You know what the listeners call Loveline?
The pre-show.
The pre-show.
The before disaster.
No, it's just
the
pre-show.
They call it the warm-up show.
Yeah,
the what, Mike?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Like the warm-up show?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey. You're on the After Disaster. How does that make you feel?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Anderson, did you switch the things?
I did. I switched the things.
You promise?
What's up?
This happens every single show, Kevin.
No, watch. But watch. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hi.
What's up?
Can you hear us?
Yep.
Why are you so depressed?
I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Are you calling us as you're bleeding out on the floor? Like we're the last call?
I have a really bad cut on my finger, but...
How did that happen?
Your finger butt?
I can tell when people have cuts.
Cheese grater.
What happened?
I used a cheese grater. Uh-huh. I grated my...
Well, if you're going to try to commit suicide, I wouldn't do it that way.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be a terrible way to go.
I don't think.
Are you a cutter or just like a clumsy chef?
grating cheese?
That'd be a good cover-up if you were.
I'm a clumsy chef.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Were you making nachos?
No, I don't eat cheese.
Then why were you grating
it? Cheese grater.
I fake cheese.
What? Fake cheese?
Do you have
cheese?
A question by chance?
You just want to creep us out with your cheese stories.
Oh, God!
That was close.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster with Kevin
just
Klein.
That noise waiting for
how
you to
are
go
you?
To him.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I want to go back to the guy that was just yelling.
Yo.
I had a movie that I saw, and then I had a question for Mike. I'll get you the movie later.
All right, Tyler. We need some better music, all right, Tyler?
He's our sports guy.
I know, but it's not Monday Night fucking football every time.
It's always Monday Night Football.
All right, Mark. This is our one black listener.
That's why he's been dubbed the sports guy?
Sort of. Yeah. He hates sports, and he was saying, but I don't want to talk about sports. And we said, no, listen, you're black. That's what you'll do. That's how it went. Right, Marcus?
True.
Yeah, yeah. So what's up, buddy?
What did you just
I just put someone on hold. So what's up?
All right. So I think a while ago I said that the most disturbing movie I've ever seen was Maggie Gyllenhaal in Secretary. Uh-huh. And I said it was just so... you know, off the train tracks, and it was so ridiculously disturbing, but it was still good. Mm. And then a couple nights ago, I was on Netflix, and I was browsing around, and I watched the movie The Babysitter. I don't know if you guys have ever heard it, but I highly recommend it, because it is so, it makes Secretary look like, I don't know, a kid's movie.
Secretary was just arousing.
Secretary was just, should have been a short. It just was boring.
Yeah. I
thought there was a horse in that movie.
I like that James Spade, though.
But I highly recommend everyone go and watch The Babysitter.
James Spade.
Second, I had a question for Mike. And I was watching some behind-the-scenes Seinfeld stuff about how the show came together. And they kept bringing on these writers to help start the show. Uh-huh. And I always wondered, are writers like failed comics or people who don't
like it? No, that's not a failure. It's a career choice.
They're getting paid, so that's
he has to say that because he has a lot of friends who are writers.
It's not a fail. It's not a failure if you're a writer. Some people just aren't performers, and some people weren't great performers, and they were great writers.
You know the old saying: those who write can't act. That's what they all say.
I've never heard that saying.
Everyone says that.
I read it on three bumper stickers on the way in today.
Yeah, yeah.
Same car.
We need to confront Marcus about something.
No, all right, we'll get back to that.
Writing's a great job.
Kevin's in quicksand
in
here. Kevin's like, what the fuck? I sat down. I missed out on talking to Rich, who was going to pave better career opportunities for me. Now, with these fucking three chuckleheads are talking to their one black listener who they're treating terribly. What am I doing here?
I'm depressed after hearing that.
I think that there's no career path he could have paved for me that would have been more successful than where I am right now on the After Disaster.
Agreed.
One more question about the...
We'll be at Disneyland tomorrow from 2 to 6.
Playboy Mansion. And buying popcorn.
Doing cardio.
But the Playboy Mansion that I noticed, and that's like everything there is old.
Yeah.
Everything.
A traditionalist.
To the point where I went to the bathroom back In the grotto, which is really cool. I love that bathroom.
Went to the bathroom in the grotto?
Yeah. Well, I mean, no.
That's a huge toilet, right?
It's back by the grotto, and it's got like all rock walls and stuff. It kind of looks like the Madonna Inn.
Yeah, there's a shower in there and everything.
And there was a little medicine cabinet, which I had to open. There was one thing in there.
Tampons.
It was aspirin.
Oh, aspirin. Yeah, they
got
aspirin.
And it was a bottle from like the 70s.
That's right. That's some good. You don't even know the people that have not used that aspirin.
It was really. It was like almost like product placement from the 70s. Like they purposely went out there, had a prop girl go out, or maybe a guy, and find me an old antique aspirin bottle because I want to have it.
That's a good idea. If you're going to steal something from the Playboy Mansion, that's a good one.
You can't take it though. It's cemented in.
No. Really?
It's a foundation piece for the property.
No. They it sets off an alarm when you take
Hef
the lid off.
Likes his like he doesn't like when brands change. I mean, this is also stuff I've heard and some of it, but like he's a traditionalist in the sense like he still likes drinking Pepsi out of glass bottles.
That's awesome.
That's his thing. He's but you could argue if you're a traditionalist, wouldn't you like Coke, right? But
mm-hmm. Still has a rotary phone too.
You know what? I don't think he uses the rotary phone, but there are the hidden bedrooms they have as part of the tour I give. They do have the rotary phones that are built into the headboard of the bed because you used to be able to, like, if when you were done banging it, I don't know how you guys, what you would say on this show.
Making sweet love.
When
fucking.
You're done making sweet love.
We don't say that.
You would dial the kitchen and then say, like, bring me a washcloth and a
speaking
ham
of which,
sandwich.
Speaking of which, you're nice. Right, that's the bell. If he was 40 years older, are you saying that he would still have his slaves?
What?
Well, because he doesn't like to give things up. He doesn't 40? Like things to change. Maybe.
I don't think that's where
he was
going
born
with that,
in
by the
1900.
Way.
He's pretty old.
Yeah,
I don't think he's 112.
No, I'm saying that he has a hard time giving.
I got to be.
The past.
You know what? I hate to. I don't want to be out of line here, but I think the slaves would have a pretty good gig at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh my God, this is just getting terrible.
No, it's not. It's not a bad point.
Everyone knows the best cotton comes from Homely Hills.
Wow. That's right. I don't know what that means. What that means.
Homely Hills.
Is that what they call the Playboy Mansion?
Homely Hills.
Homely Hills?
What's how come I've lost hearing in front of my ears again?
Maybe because you are listening to your headphones completely fucked up for the last couple nights.
Is one of your ringing?
Honestly, Kevin, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I think you knocked something off and you moved.
Oh, yeah, that could be the case. Here, we call it the after disaster, so the things like this can happen.
Oh, there we go. We're back now. We're back.
What the fuck?
Hey, just got to stick your arm over there and kind of wiggle it around. It'll be fine.
Hey, you're on the after disaster. How are you?
Yeah.
Say hi to Kevin Klein.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good, man.
Pretty good. Are you on bath salts or something?
We have great collars, by the way.
No, I've been up all night.
Well, it's only...
Well, the night's not over yet, so
actually, where are you
bragging.
Calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
Oh, what?
Right. Well, what time is
thanks
it?
Thanks for throwing us all a curveball.
I'm asking you something, but what are we broadcasting on right now?
Internet.
This is like live on the internet?
Yeah.
It's
live on the internet. Yeah. I should
there's
have told
video,
you that,
too, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't know what this was all about. Okay.
Have you signed a release last night?
No, I didn't sign a release.
That's a problem.
You should sign one tonight.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Cash in,
because you did not do that thing with your teeth. That's really troubling.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. I'm nervous about the whole lack of...
What's going on in Germany?
Of a release.
Oh, it's raining.
It's what?
Uh-huh. It's raining.
It's raining. It's just wet.
Are you in the service by chance?
No, I'm a student.
Student of Rammstein?
No.
Yeah. He's majoring in aggressive German metal.
Beer.
Aren't we all really students of Rammstein?
Essentially, I believe so.
You really need to.
How do you get to the? How do you get to the level of studying? I mean, what is the course that took you?
How
to
many
Germany?
Junior colleges do you fail out of that you end up just going over to Germany to study?
I'm in this program. I'm studying physics, and
he's
my
a special program.
Has a exchange program over here. So
what's the name of the town you're calling us from?
Gießen.
I want to believe him. I sort of believe you.
It's near Frankfurt. You can look it up.
Are you calling us on Skype, though?
What's the name of the Frankfurt football team?
Yeah, I'm calling on Skype.
What's the name of the Frankfurt football team?
The Frankfurt Jew Crushers. Everyone knows
was
that.
Was Frankenfurter from Germany, too?
It's the Dragons, actually.
Really?
What?
What's the name of the Frankfurt football team?
He's mad at us.
It's Eintracht Frankfurt.
I believe this guy.
I believe him now. Have you assimilated into the culture enough to understand their shit fetish when it comes to porn?
No. But
okay.
I mean,
good answer.
Those people, I mean, Germans aren't as weird as they are made out.
Oh, that's what you'd like us to think.
Bull fucking
German
shit. My brother's
double
wife
agent.
Is German, and her entire family, they're all very odd.
Are there still any, like... Nazis haven't heard the story that the war is over
it's
yet.
It's not like
you
Japan
to
Islanders.
Across.
No, not really. But there are tons of, like, American military bases over here. So, I mean, it's kind of
thank
obvious.
God.
But, I mean, are there any skinheads?
Thank God.
I haven't really met any.
I would bet there's none. I bet there's none.
I bet there's none, too.
I see, like, anti-fascist, like...
Yeah, exactly. I bet it's, like, one of the only places in the world where there's not skinheads. Because everywhere you go, there's it's kind of like one of these Easy Lubes or Quick Lubes or Jiffy Lubes that gets busted. And it's like... You want to go to that one if they just had a big expose about how they're
now they're clean
because they just got busted, so
you
they're going
like
to clean
the
their
after,
shit up.
You're
the
comparing genocide to crooked Jiffy Lube.
Kevin, like, do you understand what I'm saying?
Two weeks after LA Weekly exposes Jerry's Deli for having rats and filth,
yeah,
that's
clean.
When you want to go there because they just cleaned the
exactly.
place up, waiting for the inspector to swing
it's
by.
It's got to stink if you're a German guy living in Germany that just has like hair loss that runs in the family because as soon as you go bald, you pretty much have to move out of Germany.
Yeah,
right?
I would think that they're going to come down on you.
Yeah, you can't just be a bald guy walking around Germany without assuming people are going to be like, oh, goddamn skinhead.
Yeah, see, look.
I don't know exactly what the law is, but I know that certain things are definitely illegal there, and
what's
some aspect of being a Nazi is definitely you
I think
can't,
swastikas the World War II video games, they edit out the swastikas for sale
yeah,
in Germany.
There's some stuff that's definitely illegal because they don't even want to
I can't tell if they're embarrassed or they're just sad they got caught.
I think
Carano, Anderson, you guys hear me?
Yeah.
What's say hi to Kevin. Say hi to our guest Kevin.
Fucking sweet. I'm watching you guys on the net
all
right now.
I don't know if we're cussing.
We're being looked at right now, too.
Yeah,
what the hell?
We're
what kind of world am I in? I'm like hostile.
It's also X-ray. You can see your underwear.
You see?
Let me make a point or two. Carano.
Wait, real quick.
Awesome.
This caller
and
insults us and then tells us how great we are.
But why the fuck? It's you know, it's a live stream and half of the screen is dedicated to, like, Tyler.
I was
going to
bring that up. Tyler's the one
who
set that up.
I don't know. I don't.
He's giving you the business.
I do not know how to set it up as Rune used to before he was fired.
You are not the star, sir.
Wow.
Posted and put like half the screen on Carano.
I don't know how, sir.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, by the way?
Angryville in Fuckistan.
Yeah, this is the guy I would have thought was from Germany.
I'm the angry guy
he
from
calls
Boca
up,
in Florida.
Yells at us and then tells us how much he likes
us. Oh, yeah, this is the Boca Raton guy who hates our asses.
Yeah, he
but
hates
loves
us, but then he loves us.
he
criticizes the fuck out of us and then tells us how great we are.
I like Boca. You know, I spent some time there. That place is crawling with old horny women. You know that?
Yeah, I'm going to be a little bit racist now. But
great.
It's completely infested with old Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really racist.
That's not kind of racist. That's just kind of like a lot of racist. Especially
but
the infested word choice.
Yeah.
Was
oh, yeah, you're right.
Was...
I'm sorry. I apologize. You're right. The infested word.
It's actually the tourism slogan of Boca. So
infested
I don't even know why
with old Jews.
Infested with old Jews.
If we could get
you on the phone with the last guy from Germany, you guys could just help each other out. A little two birds, one stone scenario.
Yeah. First of all, take off that L.A. Kings hat because no one fucking give a
the
shit.
The LA Kings?
LA Kings hat.
This would be the LA Dodgers.
Who's
not talking
to? Oh, the Dodgers. Yeah, they suck
I'm
all
the time. I'm not signing this thing. Why would I sign this release? I don't even know what I'm on right
Everyone's,
now.
No, it's not for this. It's for Loveland.
You sure about
Everyone
that?
Everyone signs it.
Everybody
okay,
signs
it. I came in. I had Shinoda sign it last night. Remember?
I love you guys.
Thanks.
You are my...
I'm not going to let him finish that.
You are my
sunshine.
Oh,
he's going to blue balls until he gets home next week because we didn't let him finish.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Kevin, will you please sign that? And are you doing a Dr. Drew impression right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was gonna tweet that I'm on this thing right
oh,
now.
That
but,
would be
no,
yeah.
But I don't know what it is or where it is.
At called, After Disaster.
Yeah, it would
disaster.
Be pretty useless for me to even send that out.
At
the
After
Disaster.
Disaster.
And you can go to theafterdisaster.com right now.
Live stream
to
it.
See it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Sign this. You want to make this out to you, Anderson?
Mm-hmm. If you would.
Yeah.
All right.
Blank check, sir.
So, Tyler, how's the show going to operate now that you're not here?
Well, I'll still come in.
He's still going to come in. Now, here's the plan.
I'm desperate for attention.
You don't worry. You have nothing to do with Loveline other than hanging out and knowing me and Drew.
Yeah, this is good.
Tyler is quitting, so he's not going to have
I'm
any
I'm tabbing
affiliation.
Out, basically.
I need to quit now. And then all three of us still need to come in here on Thursday nights.
Just strolling at 9:55.
I fucking love this
How
idea.
How great would that be?
I love this idea.
I'm very jealous of Tyler. Very jealous.
What's the date today?
Hey, here's what... Here's
hold on 1 second. Let me double
technically
check.
Technically, it's the
29th. I'm sorry.
Here's what Divine Light just said about you. Kevin, okay. You're going to like this. This Kevin guy is attractive. Dot, dot, dot.
Get this fucking camera off. I'm serious. This is weird.
Yeah,
man.
That's what she wrote.
Oh, it's a she? It's a she?
Yeah, Divine Light. Oh. Yeah. Like, you know, actually, it's Divine Legate.
Anderson's really bad at reading.
Bad at reading. What'd you say? You don't have to give me all that other shit. Just sign and print, please. Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Sorry. Thank you, my friend. I get it. I have the signature. I have the guard sign these releases.
He has
thorough. I had Rich sign it last night. Okay, everything's cool.
Was Rich on the show last night?
No, but he gets on the fucking stream sometimes. So I'm like, hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Rich is. It's Marcus.
I don't even know what that is.
Marcus is back.
No,
six?
You just. Oh, I don't
Come
know.
Come on, Tyler, stop doing things. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Not doing good, man.
Oh yeah, I already talked to you. Hey, listen.
We did.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the sports guy?
No, he's on one.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gone to two, three,
so
or
let me get this straight. Our options are a black guy who doesn't like sports, German.
Wild card. No, he likes sports. Wild he card. Just likes. He seriously likes NASCAR and football.
You
want to
do open and honest?
Yeah.
Who's wild card? I don't know if our callers know.
Oh, we only have 50 seconds for them to call in.
Wow, it's almost 1 o'clock already.
We're the worst. Damn it.
Where did the show go?
The phone's cut off at 1, Kevin. So,
oh, thank God. The whole thing ends? Oh.
No, we keep going.
We go till 9
a.m. We have another 30 minutes.
We go till 9
a.m. I'll call in at 1.
You can't.
Oh, that's good.
You married, Kevin?
Yeah, I got married.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's almost as bad as being gay.
How does that work? Where'd you meet her?
Some bar here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah? And some bar?
There's a bar. Belmont.
Okay.
You know that place?
Oh, that's where everyone gets married.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people there. I don't know. Over redheaded sluts.
We don't call ladies sluts.
So, Kevin, you live in L.A., but you commute to Vegas for...
No, I was in Vegas this week.
It's in Glendale.
We were doing a topless pool tour of the topless pools in Vegas, a lot of them.
Your wife getting jealousy going?
She doesn't like that, yeah. No? I told her we were going to check out the mobster museums in Vegas.
Pretty good.
She's like, how many mobster museums are there in Vegas?
You're like, you don't talk about
no
it.
No idea.
There's a lot, and they don't wear tops. I mean, God damn it.
Yeah. So that's what we were doing all week.
That mobster squad looks pretty good, by the way.
I don't know. Is it a cartoon?
No. Okay, go ahead.
Cartoon.
Nice segue there, Anderson. Wait,
so do you guys fight a lot about your job? She have you looking into like other kind of programming?
Yeah, she was happy I was here, and then
After Disaster. Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah. She says
this is a big moment in your career, honey.
That After Disaster is going to really take you places. She was excited about Loveline, and then she sees Simone, and she didn't know that there was a Simone, and she instantly goes.
Kind of an epidemic.
Who's that Simone girl? She's pretty cute. I go, hey, she's a model or something, British model. So
she's not, for the record.
She's not a model?
It says so in the beginning of the show.
And it's a liar. It's a liar thing. And she's said it herself. It's not like we're like blowing the doors off the curtain. She's like, when we played that new intro, she's like, except I was never a model.
She's not never done any modeling?
Apparently not. What are you doing?
What about model building?
That
or build models?
Possibly.
Her house is like 80 bottles with little ships in them.
I would have
she's
to
got
guess.
Her it was a pink, chopsticks out. A
model hoarder.
Pink Barbie Corvette, if I had to guess. Oh. So is she getting jealous of Simone? Is that what you're saying?
It became very evident to me that it will never end. Like, you know, if I ever come in contact. But look, at my job, it's a different thing because she'll actually see women coming in and throwing their underwear at
I mean, it sounds like it's just a nonstop barrage of temptation.
Yeah, and now that, you know, we're on TV as well, you can watch us on Playboy TV. Recommend it. They have it in
Germany. We don't let people plug on our show, so if you'd stop that, that'd be great.
I would think the ladies would come on to you every now and again, too, because, like, the Divigan LT likes the way you look.
But Divine, whatever, is probably black.
Divine Life.
Divine's a...
I'll show you a picture.
She's a nice white lady from Utah.
The blonde right there?
Let me see.
That's Divine Light. She likes you.
Hey, Divine.
And she's throwing digital panties your way right now.
digital panties is a good name for something.
Digital panties. Yeah, it happens from time to time, but I think that's only because they know. Like my co-host will be very flirty with me, and she actually would like to act on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the co-host?
Does your wife know this? You work with this woman every day?
Yeah. She's not thrilled with that.
Is she a playmate?
Does she carry your marriage?
She's a Playboy model. Yeah.
Why are you not wearing a wedding ring? What's the deal with that?
Well, it wouldn't be on this hand.
Okay, I'm not smart with things like that. I'm not married.
I wear it on my middle toe.
You should get a wedding ring that has a Playboy bunny on it.
That's right.
Satisfy everybody.
Oh, there it is.
I'm wearing it right there. Look at that.
I just heard about one today.
They tried to bust him with, where's your wedding ring? It's right there.
I'm not trying to bust.
What I did is I distracted him just long enough to find it and slip it on.
He did, too. I saw a lot of motion going on.
What's that giant bear over there?
I heard about a new one today. It's Unbreakable or something. It goes on, and it actually has I'm married backwards on the inside of it. And if you wear it long enough, you take it off, and there's going to be an indentation on your finger, what? Apparently, so you can't even...
It was like Lord of the Rings, for, it like burns into you?
For like ladies that don't trust their men to take off their rings.
Sounds like a good, solid marriage
right
Band-aid.
Yeah. Hey, honey,
Band-aid. I got you a tattoo.
What's it say about me, though? I immediately start thinking of ways around it. I'm like, what if I had to get one of those? What would I do? Yep. Band-aid?
What if you had to get one of those?
Yeah. What if Jillian makes me brand it?
Why not just get HIV with an arrow pointing to your dick?
I'm getting married. That'd be good.
I bet you.
Then your wife will know you don't have it.
The indentation that ring puts on your finger would probably feel great on the innards of different women.
Yep. Wow.
Yep. We don't do that.
The innards.
It's like a rib.
Get in there.
Not that kind of show.
It's exactly that kind of show.
No. Hey, okay.
I was trying to keep the Germans happy. That's the only reason I threw that out.
Is that guy still on? That racist fuck? I was in the other room, so I couldn't tell.
No, he wasn't racist.
No, the racist guy's the Floridian. Floridian.
Oh, the German guy is not
German
the guy
was,
that said
no.
A pack of Jews.
No, he
is
said infestation. Yeah,
it's like an infestation of old Jews. I think that guy is the guy from Saturday Night Live, the one with the bald bowl cut.
Wait, so Jews are a race, right?
Well, they don't work out. They don't.
They're a race of people.
Oh, a race of people.
Why do they get their own with the anti-Semite? When it's really just racism. It's more racism.
I would know that.
Yeah,
but I don't know. But I think that.
It's because they're elitists?
It's a religion.
It's because you guys are elitists?
Well, bankers mostly.
But you want to have your own like brand of discrimination. Like
yeah,
you have your own.
Yeah, your own. Yeah, the Jews like their own things, their own homes.
They totally do. It just occurred to me. Racism.
I will say, saying anti-Semitic sounds much more intelligent than...
Racist? Anti-Jew?
Yeah. You know,
and it really fucks up the South. Like, they have no idea.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm one of those semantics.
I'm anti-Semitics. I just like to get to the point. Yeah, they can't pronounce Semitic, but they know what semantics means.
I'm anti-Semitics. I'm okay. Total chaos.
Back to our listeners real quick. I feel like we beat up on our listener a little bit tonight. And,
yeah, sorry.
I've been affiliated with a number of programs.
Wow,
number of programs,
famous.
Kevin.
Yeah.
A lot of shows. Produced a ton of shows. I've been doing this for a long time. And I can honestly say, if you're a Film Vault listener, don't listen to this. The After Disaster listeners are the most loyal listeners I've ever run into. Shocking.
Was the Film Vault the show that used to be on
Ace Network? Yes. That's the one.
No, he's going to say Free 2HD.
Very good show. Free 2HD. How do you know that?
That Film Vault show is good.
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. Let's go to calls. Hey,
you're
on.
Hey,
open and honest.
You ever heard of what?
Nothing. I was kidding.
You ever heard of it?
Never heard of it.
It's after 1 o'clock. Why are we still taking calls?
Because they're the calls that are still on. You had a caller on tonight, and I blame you because you didn't go to her until like very late in the show. 92 minutes she was on hold.
Wow, you're an
with
asshole.
With a depressed brother who she was very terrified was going to kill himself.
I think you went to that call because I listened to it in
I know.
The car driving
after
earlier.
92 minutes. It's not Kevin's fault at all, actually.
No, that's my fault. And
no,
I'll
it wasn't.
You,
it wasn't your fault at all.
Drew said to me, and I quote, if he's thinking about killing himself and we leave him on hold long enough,
we don't have to take the call.
Maybe the problem will solve itself.
She's like, shit, do I call
and
paramedics?
Right at 91 it dropped and Drew looked at Kevin and went,
yeah, he winked.
That would be the ultimate love line phone call. You're on the air. My brother's thinking about forget it.
Yeah, that didn't for the record, it didn't happen.
Didn't
Drew
happen.
Never said that.
We had a car accident on air one night.
I bet.
Remember that? Tyler, were you here for that?
No. But we've had a lot of people pulled over by cops. And usually the cops don't give a fuck that they're on the
air
with
us. Why would they?
Times they've let them off. But a lot of times they're just like, you're talking to who? And it's kind of depressing for us because they're like, you know, Love Lamp, Dr. Drew. Never heard of it. And you're like, guess that's not our demographic.
Mm.
Can the person on line 3 talk, please?
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. Welcome to the After Disaster. You're on Open and Honest. I don't think that person's there.
Yellow.
This is the person I first went to, Tyler.
Yellow.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. This is Marcus.
Who would you most want to seduce?
please say that again, C-3PO sister.
Who would you want to seduce you that's in the room right now?
Scarlett Johansson.
Are you watching us right now?
She's asking a question.
Are you watching?
And this her question is a bad one?
Who would
None
I
of
most...
us are homosexual, so that's a tough one.
Who would I most want to seduce in the room right now?
Or have seduce you?
Yeah, who do you want to be wooed by?
Oh, God.
Oh, I guess I don't count because I'm not in the room, so it's only you three.
No, you're part of the room.
I just masturbate against the glass from the other room.
While we seduce each other?
There's really no wrong answer here.
No, there is.
I feel like Mike would taste like milkshake.
Which is fresh.
Which is enticing.
But
you
got
to listen to her question. Her question is like, who would you most want to seduce you? And my answer would be Mike, because I think he'd be easiest to fend off. Like, I wouldn't want Kevin coming at me. He's like a burly guy.
That's not seducing, then. If it's, well, a rape is not a seduction.
Hey, to each his own.
Yeah.
If I hit you in the head with a hammer and then I start anally raping you, that's not,
a physical
I'm not
seduction.
Being seducing.
It's called physical seduction. Look it up.
Physical seduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then again, you see, I look at benefits to both, because Mike would be able to take me to Disney World and mm-hmm. romance me, or Disneyland.
Nice. Yeah. Plus, you can probably tell by looking into my eyes that I'm a slow kisser, and I like to make love sweet and gently.
But the problem is, I did hear him say recently he's 47, and that's out of my age
40 great, 40 fine.
40 great's no good either, because 48.
I know.
Wow, really, Anderson? Just figured that out?
I thought when we were asking how old he was, he just said he was nifty. Stupidest thing.
Okay, next open on us.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster.
What's up?
You can ask us anything, both, and we'll answer both openly and honestly. And honestly. Blah, blah, blah.
Open and honest.
Well, that sucked.
Okay.
How tall are you?
Jesus.
How tall are you? Wow, deep confessions.
Not get too personal.
Excuse my language, I'm
sorry. Why is Mike into P-porn?
What?
You're into P-porn, Mike?
No, I'm not, but thanks for assuming that.
Mike is in love with P-porn, and he likes watching girls urinate.
Hopefully this guy's not writing your Wikipedia, Mike.
Hi, you're on the,
God damn, I hope
the
not.
After Disaster. You can ask us anything.
Unless he opens we'll with that.
Answer.
All
but.
Right. This question is for all of you, but more specifically towards Mike. What's a honky?
What's a hockey?
I don't really know what the technical term is. I just thought it was a term from the 70s that black people called white people.
No, it's because white people go to honky-tonks.
Is that really what it is?
I think so. Marcus, like, do you know the answer? Or are you just asking us like we're white people experts?
I've heard it.
No, I thought it was a 70s term, and I don't really know what it means. It's like I don't really know what jive turkey means, but I just assume it means you're full of shit.
I think Asian women came up with the term because they called everyone that because they were just constantly honking at them.
Could be. Could be.
No, because I don't know, but I've always heard it. And I was on Twitter at the same time Mike retweeted something, and it had the N-word in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mike.
I know.
Mike,
I know,
you're retweeting the N-word?
I know.
Mike's like, well, technically I didn't say it. I just retweeted it.
I just retweeted something else someone else said.
You're a tracist.
Wait, were you really? Were you really disappointed?
A little bit, but it wasn't the point. I was like, what's a honky? Because I felt offended, but I can't really be offended because I don't know what it means.
I never retweeted the N-word, but I've quoted it a few times. Is that more acceptable?
Thing. Yeah, if you put parentheses around it, you're fine. And if you cite your source, you're good.
Hey, I quoted it, too.
That's what was it?
Wrong.
I don't remember. Somebody used the
Mike
N-word.
Just used the N-word and retweets it. He doesn't remember
and
what
I,
it is.
I responded with honky something.
Marcus, do you know what cracker means? Where that comes from?
I don't know where it comes from, but yeah, I know what that means.
Do you know what?
What's it mean?
It's for black. It's almost like trying to one up the N word towards white people, but it fails.
But what's it mean?
I don't know what it means, but
I know what it means. I can tell you.
I know where it comes from. Like I know. I mean, it's like an insult to white people. I know that. I don't know the origin.
It's kind of a weak insult, though. Here's the origin. White slave owners used to have whips, and they'd crack them whips, and they would call them crackers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then that's pretty dumb to call somebody a white person a cracker.
Yeah.
Then,
I think...
Yes. Oh, you rich slave owner plantation person?
I think shortly after the
saltine.
Oh, look, Marcus, I got guilty, and I deleted it.
He did. He just deleted
or
it right in front of me.
No, I deleted it hours ago.
Lesson learned.
Because it was after 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Go rape. It was after that one.
Might want to delete that one too, Mike.
No,
you should
that.
Follow this guy on Twitter.
That was a
he
Penn
really
State
is
one.
Funny.
Really?
Kevin, I'm talking
that was
to
Penn
you.
State.
Yeah. We're talking to Kevin about Mike Carano, at Mike Carano. Very, very funny.
I don't know almost if I would do it if I were you.
He recently tweeted, remember when we were supposed to have the rapture, about 6 months ago? Everyone mm-hmm. thought the rapture
recently tweeted? Let's not do this.
Well, this is while I was still on Twitter. I barely go on there anymore. Mm-hmm. But you should follow me anyways, because I'm about to make a big comeback.
All right. Let me get
I'll
that
follow you, too.
His Twitter name is Tyler Ruins Radio.
Check out AndersonCowan.com, because I have some good reviews.
Give me a lot of things to try to do. I'm
talking to listeners.
You're giving me a lot of things to ignore right now.
At Mike Carano, 6 months ago when the rapture was coming, he said, I hope rapture happens soon. It was on the day of. He said, I hope rapture happens soon because I just masturbated a beat off onto a kid in a wheelchair.
I think what I said was funnier than that, to be honest.
Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. But yeah, it was something right along the lines of that.
Something like that, you're right.
Yeah, I think it was, I hope that rapture doesn't happen right now because I just beat off on a kid.
No,
it was.
No,
it was,
no.
He got it backwards. Like, he wanted it to happen, which is like, you don't want it to happen since you just beat off on the kid.
Can't believe you guys are consumed with semantics after someone jerked off on a kid in a wheelchair.
Yeah. Are you saying that we're anti-Semitic? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you're anti-semantics.
There was a, what was that, what was the other word that dude said? That a horde?
Abomination?
No, what pack, did he say?
Pack of infestation?
An infestation, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's horrible now that I think about it. The more I think about it, infestation is more insulting than a horde.
Horde pack, yes.
Yeah.
This rapture shit better be real because I'm jerking off on a kid in a wheelchair right now.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you want it to be real? That means that God is coming to punish those that are evil.
None of the stuff makes sense.
But
I never
hilarious.
Thought I was smart.
It's hilarious.
I just followed you and unfollowed you immediately after. I followed.
That's too bad.
And then when they finally got to the bottom of that, I hit unfollow.
Who's your least favorite person you've ever had onto your show? Are you allowed to say that? I mean, if you were Petros Papadakis, you would say this fucking guy and that guy too.
Did you hear what Petros said yesterday about Snoop?
No, but I'll hear it in a minute.
Different people are horrible for different reasons.
I can say Mario Van Peebles is my least favorite person I've ever met in the studios.
Really?
Disliked him thoroughly, yes.
Why?
Just a dick. Everything that I thought he would be.
Yeah, most people that have a van in the middle of their name are dicks.
Yeah.
Except for Dick Van Patten.
Yeah, I like Dick Van Patten. Yeah.
He's probably all right.
Eddie Van Halen. Dick, oh, no, he's kind of a dick, too.
Dick Van Dyke, Eddie Van Halen, yeah. Minivans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking
that's
all
at the
horrible.
End of the name, actually.
Who do you hate? Come on.
The worst. Well, it's like in this town, there's a lot of people that claim they're comedians, and then they come in, they're just not very funny.
Uh-huh. Not like us.
We don't claim.
No one's claimed to be a comedian here.
Yeah.
I think it's evident. Listen to the show. No one's a comedian.
Wow.
Here.
That is very hurtful.
I'm not saying it's not entertaining.
Open and
no,
honest
it's weird
statement.
To me because I know tons of comics. I'm a photographer, and I shoot comics almost exclusively. Mm. And how many comics are not funny at all outside of their act?
And some of them aren't that funny inside their act.
Why it's called an act.
But the worst ever? God, it's hard to say. I feel like...
Answer the question, Senator.
Show's usually better.
You
than
don't
this.
Have to, because this isn't the what
worst
the show is
ever.
About. Is trying to,
this
like,
is the worst one?
This is the worst show we've ever done.
Why?
Absolutely.
To be fair, we say that every episode.
Is it really that
don't
bad?
Don't let them
this
in.
This isn't the worst show we've ever done, but we
no,
say no, it
this
anyway.
Is pretty bad. Think this, it's this might be the worst.
Bad. I feel responsible.
We've had shows where we just talked over each other the entire time and then gotten into
it. It's never happened.
The thing that sucks, Kevin, is now once we finally wrap this up and you take off, we're all going to wait for you to drive off and then go, okay, I guess we got to delete that one and start over. And no one will ever know this ever happened.
It's true.
So we're doing this for nothing right now, except
no, it's for something.
Weirdo looking at.
Well, we tried to do it for something, but
quality bond. Time.
Weirdo, there's a few hundred people watching this right now.
I'm gonna think of who the worst person is I ever interviewed, and I'll get back to you on that.
How much longer must we wait? I don't like waiting.
And I'll think the worst person I ever worked
like
with.
How much longer must we wait? Don't like to wait.
I'll say Larry King.
Really?
No, I was just saying a name. I don't even think we've interviewed Larry King.
Sure. I was like, I want to hear about Larry King stories now.
Worst ever left in the middle.
All right, I'm going to tell a quick story. Not a whole lot happened last week. You can get back to us since you can't remember. Tila Tequila? Not. Yeah, she just kind of sucked. Kind of boring. Kind of eh.
Yeah, like, she had an anxiety attack.
Oh.
On the air?
Yeah. Started taking a bunch of pills.
That sounds exciting.
Did it work?
What do you mean?
Was she freaking out and then she calmed down once the pills set in?
Yeah, she wouldn't come in when she was supposed to come in because she was freaking out, and then she started shoving a bunch of pills, and then she came in, and I think she met someone in her studio that then she made a sex tape with or something. I don't know.
Jerry Cantrell was kind of a similar situation. It was like a year after Layton Staley, is that his name?
Yeah.
Had died, and he comes and he sits down, the show's about to fire up, and he's sitting with Drew and Adam. And they asked Adam. Adam just really casually said, "Hey, do you want us to bring up Lane? Should we not bring it up? Should I have the phone screener? You know, not take calls about it." And the guy didn't even respond. Jerry stood up, walked out. I'm not gonna say stormed out, but walked straight out of the studio.
Mm.
And I was like, "Well, that just happened." It was right before the show began. Started the show without Jerry. Didn't even mention that he was in the studio because he had come in my side. He was on my side now, wandering back and forth. This is a different building, and he's drinking a beer and he lights up a cigarette and he's like shaking. And I felt bad for the guy, but it's like, dude, it's been like almost a year, and you must get that question all the time. You're being a little bit dramatic. And I'm like, "Sorry, man. If I'm not allowed to smoke in here, you can't smoke in here. You got to go outside." He's like, "Fuck." So then he storms outside, and to his credit, he came back like 10 minutes later like nothing ever happened.
Wow.
But no questions were asked of Lane Staley. I guess that kind of went without saying. But it was really bizarre.
Mm.
It was an odd one.
I think it's even more tension in the room when you come back and don't acknowledge that you did something like that. I think that's even weirder.
That happens often.
Like if I just and ran out of here and then came back and just sat back down.
When Tyler announced tonight to the room, you're here on quite a big night.
Yeah, Kevin. Apparently. A lot of things happening.
Tyler announced to the room, and you can vouch for me, Kevin, to the room right before Loveline fired up tonight that he was quitting, that he's got 2 weeks left. I mean, there was open sobbing, and it was like two minutes before air, and they cleaned up their act. Even Kevin was like choked up, and he doesn't even know the kid.
I was honored, but the tribute you gave, the soliloquy you said right before we went on air was just
I will say I felt something weird about 10 minutes till 10 tonight.
Drew had to go out to his car. Luckily, because he's in TV so much, he had a backup shirt, but he had to go change his shirt because it was like his makeup was running onto his white shirt. It would have shown up on the cameras.
He had multiple backup wardrobes. Different genres, too. He could have done it. He could have done a number, Broadway dance.
Did he still have that gorilla suit he killed that chimpanzee in the other day?
Okay. I think we should put this fucker to bed.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Does Drew listen to this podcast?
He's on it.
He's on it sometimes.
Yeah, he doesn't really listen to podcasts.
He sits down, says a couple cuss words, and then leaves usually.
He will curse. He will let all of his curse. Yeah. This is like a purge for him.
How does Drew sound off air? No.
Oh, not that sound effect?
Yeah, not that one.
Oh, he goes, this is fucked up.
There's still tacos in that bag you brought in earlier?
Probably.
Yeah, they're nice. I'm going to have a taco.
Oh, who's the worst? We finally got him to have a taco.
Worst person.
We're still back on that question.
We've had a call on the air for the last 10 minutes too. I should point that out. They don't like to
talk.
They
just haven't spoken yet. They're just
what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Okay, coming to the rescue.
What up, blood?
I'm the guy in Germany again.
I'm bad at phones. I don't know how to work things.
That's sort of narcissistic, just to announce yourself as I'm the guy in Germany.
Well, no, he's letting us know. That's good. I like
that. Hey, can we play this little clip of audio that a listener sent me?
Yeah, do it.
Hold on, Germany.
I got an email that said someone is two-timing you guys. So. I don't know what it is. I haven't actually listened to it.
Do you know how to play it?
Yes, it's right in there.
It's right in where?
I'm going to click play. What do you mean, do I know how to play it? All right, so just hold your horses. It's on the computer, bro.
And you got it from someone?
They emailed it to me this week.
And what does it say?
They emailed the afterzaster at gmail.com.
Oh, you have a giant package that came for you while you were
I saw that.
It's heavy.
This is very cryptic.
All right, someone is two-timing us, and someone sends the audio.
Elias had that stat. Marcus, you're on 790 The Ticket.
Yeah, calling from the West Coast. First of all, not really a Heat fan.
Marcus!
it was the story of what the team went through the last two seasons is just incredible.
Serious, Marcus.
There's only two times.
This is one of our favorite callers. This is our only black caller.
And last night was the second one.
This
and
guy.
It wasn't right afterwards. It was once the photos started to roll out, the columns started to get published and put
all right,
online.
You can stop.
And there's a photo of LeBron. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Wait, what is this show that he's on? Marcus, what should we speak for
Marcus.
Yourself?
Whoa!
Marcus! Busted!
Marcus!
That dude sounds just like me.
Marcus, what was that show?
Was that called the Good Sound Quality Show?
That's the GSS. The GSQS.
Marcus, what was that show?
I don't want to talk about it.
I believe it was 790 The Ticket, Marcus.
Oh, my God.
He said fuck.
That was him saying what the fuck while I was playing it back because you had him potted up. He didn't say fuck on the show. What?
I don't know. A listener.
What's the policy on fuck?
You can say it.
We can say it.
Oh. Yeah, some listener ratted you out, dude. He was like...
Yeah, who got that? That's pretty awesome.
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
I demanded that be deleted immediately.
Brian. Brian Daub. That's a terrible last name, Brian. Sorry about that. It was the Dan Le Batard show, huh?
Kevin, what's your Twitter handle? People are asking. They need to have it.
That's not important. Really.
It's people
the
want it.
Kevin Klein.
Ooh, how's Kevin Klein feel?
Yeah,
about
figure out how to spell it yourself.
It's Kevin.
Took me a second. I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Kiwi Pie 16 has wrote this. Dear AD boys, you are all invited to my house for the 4th of July, so you can see how us Mexicans do it. Hence, we block off the street. Okay, that sounds very scary. We will not be attending that. But thank you for the invite. Thank you for the invite.
Come celebrate.
The country that deports us.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, I think that this might be the worst show we've ever done. We should probably wrap up.
Kiwi what? What was it?
Kiwi Pie.
Kiwi Pie. Where's the invite for the Cinco de Mayo party?
Mm-hmm.
Invite us to a party that you actually know how to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Except none of them know what Cinco de Mayo is actually for. And I said them. Yeah. I said the royal them.
You're talking about white people, I hope.
Yeah.
Okay, Tyler, play that. Mike, what do you have to say?
I don't know.
Mike's like so sad about Marcus double timing us. He hasn't spoken.
I'm sort of bummed out that you're leaving. I'm bummed out about Marcus cheating on us.
You know what's weird? And I swear to God, this is true. Two nights ago, Tyler, when I was in here very, very late. Actually, I've been in here late. Whatever. Point is, I was walking around with Stanley, and I don't know why, but I was talking to Stanley saying, things are changing. I can just tell. Things are changing around here.
Was it like
here,
the
Stanley.
Beginning of a movie and the wind
Dylan
blew?
Stanley's my dog. And I didn't. It was one of those things where I didn't realize what I was saying. And
oh, Stanley, your dog. I thought you meant Stan Lee.
No, he was not in here.
I was like,
comic book legend Stan Lee comes by.
With Stan Lee
him and Anderson
after
take
hours?
A walk with their canes around this shitty neighborhood.
Walk around and sketch things?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I created Spider-Man? Yeah, 800 times.
Yeah,
thanks.
Anderson has
Stan
access
Lee.
To Stan Lee late at night and doesn't do a podcast with him, but he does this bullshit with us.
That would be awesome. Awesome.
Hey, Stan Lee, why don't you get your shit and get out of here? I've got to do the after abortion.
you and Jogo go sit in the freaking lobby.
After an abortion, it would just be called the hug.
Okay.
That's about all you can give. After an abortion, you got to give someone
but
a hug.
But you got to do it like a soft one because otherwise.
Yeah. They might get pregnant again.
It's more of a handjob.
Do you think there's a girl out there that actually gets aroused having an abortion?
A girl?
Yeah,
of course there is.
Someone out
there might
of course there is.
That gets aroused
there's women right now penning letters to Jerry Sandusky proposing marriage.
Do you realize
of course
like,
there's
that
one
I've
that gets
asked
aroused by
ridiculous it. Questions like that, and your response is always, of course there is. And I'm always like, yeah, you're right. But hey, no, there probably is somebody who likes getting abortions, right?
Yeah, of course. A vacuum salesman. Reminds him of work.
Giving abortions.
You ask her. You ask the girl if she has birth control. She opens the closet. There's a guy with a big knife.
You know what? If you feel bloated all the time, I'm sure an abortion... It's good.
With a little flush out.
It's like, ah, listen, I feel much better.
Let's talk about something else.
What is
that's
this show
disgusting.
On? What brought
we're on. We're on everywhere. We're on. We're taking over. Listen.
We're in the air everywhere.
Did you guys happen to see Tosh.0?
No.
Recently? You guys, anyone watch Tosh.0?
Yeah, it's a good show. Although he did steal from us this season.
What is he steals from everyone.
He stole
the
from us.
The Smell Your Dick music video is something that we recreated about 3 years ago before he jumped on that.
Yeah, that's an old thing.
Recreated it this year. It's something that the urban people do to find out if they're
ooh,
being cheated
people.
On.
Urban
really?
People.
Smell each other's privates.
That's just a song. I'm sure a couple people do that, but they can't really like be like, come here, let me smell your genitals. When I say they, I mean anyone.
Well, it's much to say, let me smell your dick. Yo, dick.
The most recent, or actually I should say a week and a half ago, and all of you who have seen watch Tosh, I try and watch it. I have to watch it when I'm drunk nowadays because it gets so fucking gross and disgusting. Like a guy's foot toe the other day broke upward. You could see the bone. Like, who needs to see?
No.
It wasn't even the big toe. It was like the middle toe. Who needs to see a compound fracture of a toe? I never need to see that.
But
it gets so gross. But one of the funniest things I've ever seen, it went viral and Tosh had him on, is the German guy who was dressed because, you know, the zombie attacks that have been happening like in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
He dressed up like a zombie and started chasing around.
Almost got shot.
Urban folks, yeah, and almost got shot. One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Why didn't I think of that?
Maybe it just made me feel bad because I promised our listener Mahalia that I would get her into that show and I didn't do it.
What is that show?
I totally forgot.
What is that show?
Tosh.
Oh, like a live taping?
Yeah,
you
totally,
don't
totally forgot.
Know anyone named Mahalia?
Mahalia!
Yeah, we all know her.
She's been in here because Mike invites anyone who talks to him down here.
If they're attractive.
And female.
Kevin, honestly, thanks for coming in and sticking with us the entire time. You're
yeah,
a trooper.
Thank you.
You're a trooper.
I didn't have much of a choice.
No, you absolutely did. Hey, you had Playboy cans in with you last night.
Yeah, I left them in the car. I haven't slept in 3 days. I've been back and forth to Vegas, L.A. last 3 days, so I haven't slept, and I'm losing my fucking mind.
What do you do if you're not broadcasting for Playboy?
Write some jokes time to time for the roasts. You may have seen them on TV. They do roasts.
Yeah, seen the roasts. You write some of those jokes?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Some of the lesser good ones.
The most recent roast I saw was very funny. I can't remember who's getting roasted, but it was good shit. Was it Charlie Sheen? Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I wrote some of that.
Did you? Well done. I liked all the parts that you did.
Well, thanks. That's good stuff. Worst interview ever? Ready for this?
Yeah. Finally. Wait, we got to roast.
Ross Perot.
Why?
Really?
No. I have to say they're all equally bad. Now, that thinking about my career with Playboy, they've all been equally forgettable.
Somebody's got to stand out. Come
they've
on.
They've all been equally forgettable. I think...
Who's the most famous person you have on?
I mean, Hef's an icon.
All right.
Weird Al. I mean, famous to me is a very different type.
Weird Al did your show?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's his idol.
No, he won't do anything that's controversial.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was weird because we have naked women, and he had a deal. He said he would do our show, but we had to... keep the naked women on the different side of the room as Weird Al.
As Weird Al, they had to dress up like him?
Yeah.
Yes, they dressed up like Weird Al.
That would be strange.
That would be great. They had to be on the different side of the room of Weird Al.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Say that.
Current Weird Al or 80s Weird Al?
Is he like a Hasidic Jewish guy who thinks that they're on their period?
He just didn't want to be in the same camera frame.
He's got a lot of kid fans. Yeah, he doesn't want to screw it up.
Kid fans aren't allowed to know the girl.
No, but he makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to fuck that up by.
No, I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Oh, man, can you imagine if a Weird Al sex tape came out?
Oh, that'd be
everyone's
weird.
Life. That'd be like if Kermit came out with a sex tape.
Hey, come on in here. Who's that? Come on.
Oh, you want Reggie in here?
Yeah, come in if you want.
Reggie, take my seat.
Can you tell
please.
Me come in?
You should talk to Reggie.
The studio doesn't explode. You act as though like somebody needs to be in that seat. Like you're an air marshal.
He's on a time bomb.
Only because I'm falling asleep.
The show's over.
Yeah, goodbye. We're done. That's why the song
everybody. Goodbye, everybody.
Wait, no, you have to do the official sound off, but we don't tell you what it is, so you have to do the sound off right here.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, see you, buddy. All right. You guys ready to do the real show now?
Thanks, man. Yeah, let's do it.
You guys ready to do a real one?
Yeah.
Okay.
You really have a taco on that back?
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I apologize. That was probably the worst show we've ever done. I understand that.
Mostly because of Kevin.
I do realize that. Starting next week, good shows are back. I demand it.
Last guy in the air.
Nope.
Last.
Nope.
Run. Last.
I have microphones last. At home. I can just insert my voice
I'm last.
At the end.
Good night.
See ya.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Last.
Yep.